I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, this is one of the biggest weekends of the year on the Lower Cape. Oysterfest takes over Wellfleet on Saturday and Sunday.
Oysterfest has been run since 2001 by SPAT, or Shellfish Promotion and Tasting Incorporated, and the festival seems to get bigger every year with more family events. They describe it as an annual celebration of the town's famous oysters, clams, and its deep-rooted shellfishing traditions, and the seafood is really at the heart of the festival. There will be a shuck-off competition each day with professionals and amateurs trying to shuck oysters the fastest, plus there's going to be tours of shellfish farms, talks, and all kinds of chances to eat, including raw bars set up all around town. There are some events that don't involve seafood, though, including the Oysterfest Spelling Bee for kids at the town library on Saturday afternoon, a 5K road race on Sunday, live music, and a crafts fair.
Bourne historical officials are recalling how the town participated in past wars in a program scheduled for Saturday afternoon.
This is all about local history, some significant local figures and their roles in military service during the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, and the two World Wars are going to be the subject of a free Born in Wartime program. A series of presenters are going to explore the contributions of George I. Briggs, Army Major General Leonard Wood, and some other residents who fought during wartime battles. That's all going to happen from 3 to 5 p.m. Saturday at the Briggs-McDermott House in Old Bourne Village. Then the program is going to be followed by refreshments, and time is going to be given for viewing a display of military clothing and some household memorabilia related to various war years.
In Sandwich on Saturday night, performers will offer some old-fashioned fun as a way to celebrate the historic town hall.
The style of a 1940s radio show, complete with live commercials, is going to be recreated for the 6th annual Sandwich Town Hall Radio Musical. The show is going to feature music, sketches, comedy, and children's performances, and there will be refreshments for sale. The event is a fundraiser to maintain the 1834-era town hall, and the Sandwich Town Hall Preservation Trust is going to hold a short meeting before the curtain goes up at 7 p.m.
And if you think Cape Symphony is all about classical music, you might want to check out their programs of a very different genre this weekend.
Well, the Cape Symphony is billing the shows this weekend as much more than a concert, it's a party, because the symphony is going disco. For K-pop's concerts titled A Night at Studio 54, the orchestra players are going to team up with the Boogie Wonder Band for about three dozen 1970s club anthems. Those are going to include Night Fever, On the Radio, and Disco Inferno. So shows are going to be at 3 and 7:30 p.m. Saturday and 3 p.m. Sunday at the Barnstable High School Performing Arts Center in Hyannis.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.